Philip Semple PF, if these urgent care, today's date is 10/26/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Michael Hilton. Hilton spells H-I-L-T-O-N. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 07/17/1969. This is a 54-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Michael has a history of hypercholesterolemia. Erectile dysfunction, BPH, is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period, next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period, next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 83. Pulse 72. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious signs. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microes or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no atrophic gait, period, next paragraph, assessment of plan, assessment number one is hypercholesterolemia, number two, elevated ALT, number three, erectile dysfunction, number four, BPH, period. Patient's labs were reviewed, these labs were taken on 7/31/2023, but was not reviewed with patient. His cholesterol is elevated, total cholesterol 219, and triglycerides elevated at 228, LDL cholesterol elevated at 137, period. ALT is elevated at 53, period. Next paragraph, patient, we did ultrasound to assess patient's liver because of his elevated ALT, is ongoing BPH to evaluate his prostate and to evaluate any other abdomen pathology. His ultrasound was normal. This includes liver, kidney, thyroid, vascular systems, arterial, and venous. Prostate is mildly enlarged, but no nodules noticed. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Finasteride, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Patient had a discussion about his elevated cholesterol while on 10 milligrams of atorvastatin. Said he's not interested in increasing his medication. He wants to do lifestyle changes management, period. He said he will exercise and eat right. And we will see what it looks like in 6 months, and then he will decide if he needs additional or increases anti-cholesterol medication, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Finasteride, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days with one refill. Next medication, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90 with one refill. Next medication, tadalafil, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days with two refills. Next paragraph, patient requested to have his medication for 6 months. He says he travels a lot and cannot come in as he ought to every 3 months. And he was given 3 months with one refills, which will take him to 6 months. However, he was strongly encouraged to come immediately to the clinic if he asymptomatic, abdominal pain, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, headache, blurred vision, or double vision, any symptoms, you must come into the emergency room. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the question.